It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Thursday morning. So a few days back, I was chatting with a friend. I think he'd recently been reading a thread on, I don't know, Slack or LinkedIn or one of those things. And he was talking about a particular person he'd come across who was receiving a lot of congratulations from their friends, from their work colleagues, for having landed their dream job. And he said he couldn't quite understand at first, sort of, you know, of course, people would be happy for this person. But when he started looking into it, he started to understand why there was so much sort of feedback, and not even from sort of strangers, not just people that they knew. And it was because this person had been after this job for a really, really long time. They'd applied and, you know, hadn't got the job on multiple occasions, but had continued and had this sort of sense of perseverance, a sense of, okay, this is something I really want to do. It's not about whether I get a yes or a no, or whether it works straight away. It's about how do I create the conditions and how do I persevere to the point where eventually it starts to work for me. And it was interesting as we were chatting through this, and I was thinking, when I was learning meditation at first, I was told I'd need two things. I'd need commitment. And I'd need flexibility. In fact, I remember saying to the teacher, actually, I'm still pretty young. I was in my early 20s at the time. And I was thinking, maybe there's still a bit more life to live before I shut myself away in the monastery. And he said, trust me, the older you get, the harder it'll be to commit. He said, not just sort of energetically, mentally, emotionally. He said, you know, you're probably going to have, you know, a partner, you're going to have a family, it's going to be hard to find the time. But he said, just generally, when we're younger, we tend to have a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion, and sort of channeled in the right way, that can be a really sort of positive thing. But he said, you know, equally, it needs to be balanced with flexibility. Because if we're too rigid, then that tends to cause some problems as well. When we think about sort of training the mind, or actually any aspect in life, whether it's in our meditation practice, whether it's in sort of a direction in our personal life, in our work life, whatever it might be, having that balance of commitment and flexibility is really important. The commitment is simply, what is our direction? And how can we show up moment to moment, day to day, to continue toward that point. That doesn't mean that we're so fixated on that point in the future that we're not paying attention to the present right now. In fact, quite the opposite. That's simply there to provide a sense of purpose in our life. But we don't get that sense of purpose unless we focus on moment to moment and day to day. So that sort of creates this sense of direction. But equally, life just isn't like that. Life generally doesn't allow us to go in a straight line like that. Maybe life's not even meant to go in a straight line like that. Things happen. We change, other people change, situations change. So we have to be flexible. That doesn't mean that we have to abandon that point in the future. It doesn't mean that we don't continue with our commitment, but it means that we're flexible with our commitment. You know, even at the most basic level, let's use meditation as an example. Maybe we've fallen off the wagon and we think, oh, well, there's no point anymore. Well, yeah, there's a point. As soon as we realise we've fallen off, we get back on again. Maybe we can't do it at the time of day that we'd like to do it, so we think, oh, well, I've missed it. I'll do it tomorrow. Well, we can be flexible. We can do it a different time of day. Maybe it doesn't go as we would like it to, and we think, oh, I'm doing something wrong. Well, we can be flexible and say, well, today was different. I don't know why, but it was just different. In every area of life, there is room for both. And it's when I feel like the real strength, actually, is those two things coming together. When we have a clear sense of direction, a clear sense of purpose, where we're focused moment to moment, day to day, but we do that with a sense of flexibility, a sense of ease, where we're not giving ourselves a hard time, where we're allowing ourselves to live and enjoy life whilst at the same time working towards something really valuable, knowing that actually right now is really valuable too. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.